Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Mr. Li Hongzhi lectures at the New York Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference, a grand display at Gantry Plaza State Park, Falun Gong practitioners in Germany, Korea, Austria, Australia, and Greece celebrate World Falun Dafa Day, Falun Dafa around the world, Russia, why young people are fascinated by Falun Dafa, and 9-day Falun Dafa instruction session held at Tianti Bookstore in Seoul, South Korea. Now for the stories.
Master Li Hongzhi lectures at the New York Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference. About 10,000 practitioners from 58 countries attended the 2017 New York Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference at Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York on Sunday, May 14, 2017. Mr. Li Hongzhi, founder of Falun Dafa, came onto the stage at around 2 p.m. to deliver a lecture and answer questions for about 2 hours. The conference is an annual event in New York. 13 practitioners also went on stage to deliver reports of their experiences applying the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance in their daily lives. They also discussed how to help more people learn about the practice and the persecution it faces in China. The stage was decorated with flowers to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Falun Dafa being introduced to the public, as well as Master Li's 66th birthday. Master Li was greeted with resounding standing ovations both when he arrived and when he concluded his lecture. Practitioner Helena said she had been visiting the offices of New York State Senators and Representatives in Albany every week for 13 years. She distributes the Epoch Times newspaper and talks to elected officials, staff members about Falun Dafa. Practitioner Yin, a young Korean woman, said she has been working at NTD TV for 9 years. She has worked not only as an editor, but also as a host of popular programs. She spoke of realizing the importance of listening to Master. Despite various challenges and difficulties, she and her team produced many high-quality videos. She said, as a news media company, our primary responsibility is to help people learn what is really going on. Mr. He is a medical doctor in Missouri. During the past 21 years of cultivation practice, he realized the importance of not only being diligent with cultivation, but also being dedicated at work and in family life. He said, no matter where we are and what we are doing, it is an opportunity for people to learn about Falun Dafa from us. In the end, many people around him came to know the facts and became supportive of Falun Dafa. The conference came to a close at 6 p.m. One attendee noted, I learned to look within more when encountering problems. This is something I will benefit from a lot.
A grand display at Gantry Plaza State Park. After an impressive parade in Manhattan on May 12, 2017, several activities to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Falun Dafa's public introduction took place on May 13, World Falun Dafa Day. While many practitioners gathered to do the exercises together on Times Square, in Central Park, and in Battery Park, others assembled at Governor's Island and at Gantry Plaza State Park to form depictions of large-scale Chinese characters. Governor's Island. Despite rain, about 2,000 practitioners gathered on Governor's Island on May 13th to form the four Chinese characters that translate as the Fa rectifies heaven and earth. Joel from Toronto explained, the principles of Falun Dafa are truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Both individuals and society benefit when these qualities are valued. When former Chinese Communist Party leader Jiang Zemin banned Falun Dafa in July 1999, he predicted that it would be completely eradicated within 3 months. Joel added, nearly 18 years have passed and Falun Dafa has reached more than 140 countries. We are glad to see these traditional values flourish and succeed despite the challenges. Gantry Plaza State Park. Over 1,500 Falun Dafa practitioners from North America and Asia sat in formation to create the Chinese characters that say, Dafa around the world, 25 years. Mr. Yu from New York, the coordinator of the event, said this was done to celebrate World Falun Dafa Day and thank Mr. Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Dafa, for his great compassion and sacrifice. Ms. Zhao, 75, from Taipei, said both her high blood pressure and heart disease disappeared soon after she started to practice. She said, "I appreciate this opportunity and want to thank Master Li for everything." She said she hopes the persecution in China will end soon.
Falun Gong practitioners in Germany, Korea, Austria, Australia, and Greece celebrate World Falun Dafa Day. On the 18th World Falun Dafa Day, May 13, 2017, practitioners of Falun Gong, also called Falun Dafa, around the world celebrated the special day with group exercises, art performances, and truth clarification activities. The following is a collection of activity reports from Germany, Korea, Austria, Australia, and Greece. Falun Gong practitioners in Lunen, a city in West Germany, held celebration activities during the 34th Cultural Festival, which happened to be on May 13th. It was the second time practitioners had been invited to participate in the festival and demonstrated Falun Gong exercises on stage. The theme this year was integration and inclusion. Many people, including the city mayor, visited the Falun Gong booth to express their support. Local media published a photo report on the Falun Gong booth. Falun Gong practitioners in Korea celebrated the World Falun Dafa Day in a park in Yeouido on May 13th. The celebration started at 10 a.m. on the floating stage. After an introduction, Falun Gong practitioners demonstrated the five exercises along with soothing music. Spectators were fascinated by the beautiful exercises, and many copied the movements. The Tianguo Marching Band from Korea gave a performance of resonant music, which was followed by the Waist Drum Troop's colorful drum dance. Falun Gong practitioners in Austria held an information day to celebrate World Falun Dafa Day at Hofburg, the former imperial palace in the center of Vienna, on May 13th. Their photo display exposed the persecution and organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners in China. The practitioner's exercise demonstration and photo display attracted the attention of many people who learned the facts of Falun Gong. Many also signed a petition calling for an end to the persecution. Falun Gong practitioners in Queensland, Australia, celebrated World Falun Dafa Day with an exercise demonstration, photo display, and signature collection on Brisbane Square on May 13th. Many people took this opportunity to learn the facts about Falun Gong and signed a petition calling for an end to the persecution in China. Falun Gong practitioners in Thessaloniki, Greece, introduced Falun Gong on the seashore in the early evening on May 13th. Many people were fascinated by the beautiful Falun Gong exercises and learned more about this traditional cultivation practice.
Falun Dafa around the world, Russia. Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, has been embraced in over 100 countries in the 25 years since it was first made public in China. This traditional spiritual practice transcends race and national boundaries. Dafa practitioners worldwide enjoy a myriad of benefits, including improved health and fitness. In this report, two practitioners in Russia share their experiences with practicing Falun Dafa. Marina, 54 years old, is a Korean-Russian who lives in Moscow. She has practiced Falun Gong for 13 years. Practicing Falun Gong has changed her entire attitude toward life, and she is delighted with the practice. Marina moved to Moscow as a young person many years ago, and at first she found it difficult to adapt to her new life in Russia. Like many Russians, Marina grew up under the control of the Communist Party and received an atheist education. After reading Juan Falun, the main book of Falun Gong, she was able to quit a long-time smoking habit without much difficulty. She'd smoked for 20 years and had tried many times to quit, but was never successful. That marvelous change made her very happy. Carol graduated from St. Petersburg Military Medical Academy. He started practicing Falun Gong in 2008. Reading Falun Dafa books helped him answer many of his questions about life. He said, "I often read articles about Qigong and martial arts when I was in school. My father was interested in Qigong and bought many books about it. I remember I read such books when I was in primary school. Later, I was recruited to the military academy. My father gave me a Dafa book when I was in my senior year and told me to read it carefully. I understood the principle that good will be rewarded and evil will meet with retribution. I was delighted. I joined the army later and started to think about the meaning of life. After reading Master's new scriptures, I understood the importance of raising awareness about the persecution. There were no other Falun Gong practitioners in my city, so I went to a park to practice the Falun Gong exercises, distribute information materials, and raise awareness about the goodness of Falun Gong and the persecution it faces in China."
Why young people are fascinated by Falun Dafa. Many people think that meditation is more for older people who are worried about their health and they have more time to practice. In fact, a large number of young people have chosen to practice Falun Dafa because it improves health, reduces stress, and offers much more. Here we present stories of two young men from New York who shared their experiences as they attended a Falun Dafa march on May 12, 2017. About 10,000 practitioners from over 50 countries participated in the event in Manhattan to celebrate the annual World Falun Dafa Day on May 13th. Robert, 36, is in charge of graphic design for a newspaper in New York City. He said, "When I was a teenager, I read some books about Taoism and was really excited about it. From that time on, I was hoping to find something that could lead me in that direction. I tried but could not find what I was looking for. In the summer of 2000, when I was 19, someone told me about Falun Dafa. He said, in the book Juan Falun, he found answers to his questions and was glad to learn many things he had not thought about before. 17 years have passed, and Robert said Falun Dafa has changed him in many ways. He said, life is easier when you follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. I was no longer nervous, and life became less stressful. I am no longer attached to fame and material interests, while in fact I have obtained much more than that. Dane, a co-worker of Robert's, was originally from Canada and has worked in New York for 5 years. He said, the first time I heard about Falun Dafa was 11 years ago when I was 22. It was a news report about Falun Dafa being suppressed in China. Curious about what it was about, Dane searched online and began to read Juan Falun. He said, I came across various religions and spiritual systems in the past, but what was described in the book connected with me well. This book explains things clearly and takes you to a higher level. Not long after that, Dane stopped drinking alcohol and began to follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. I learned to be mindful of other people's feelings. In addition, when encountering conflicts, I began to look within instead of blaming others. If this practice can improve my health and open my mind, I think others will like it too, he added.
Nine-day Falun Dafa instruction session held at Tianti Bookstore in Seoul, South Korea. The Tianti Bookstore in Seoul holds nine-day free instruction sessions every month. New practitioners who participated in the April session shared their experiences of practicing Falun Dafa. Mr. Zhao, who is in his 50s, learned about Falun Dafa online last summer. His health condition at the time was poor. He followed the exercise instruction video online and learned the exercises. He recovered from his illness after practicing. His wife also watched the exercise instruction video, but they felt they needed more, so they participated in the nine-day session. She said she became energized after practicing Falun Dafa. She said, I would quarrel with others when facing conflicts before. I can easily compromise on those occasions now. Ms. Park, in her 50s, said that she had tried many Qigong schools and recently started practicing. She felt that Falun Dafa was different from other schools, with free instruction, no registration, and no special requirements. After she began practicing, she had some marvelous experiences. She said, "I could not get rid of attachments before. Now I can. It's magic." Ms. Jiang, in her 40s, said, "I found climbing stairs very easy after participating in the 9-day session. I also noticed that I am kinder. I enlightened that Master's teaching is meaningful. That has inspired me to read the Dafa books every day." She said the biggest change she noticed was that she could talk with her children sincerely. She now thinks from the standpoint of her children instead of forcing them to do what she thinks is right. She said, "Recently my daughter felt my sincerity while chatting. We don't have any conflicts now." The next 9-day session at Seoul's Tianti Bookstore will be held on May 23rd through 31st, 2017. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.